Texas officials announced the launch of state-branded 1 ounce gold and silver bullion coins alongside polymer red-backed gold-layered collectible notes distributed through the comptroller's office and integrated with the Texas Bullion Depository. The coins, produced as official commemoratives and not legal tender, include proof and bullion versions in 4/9 fine metal. Scottsdale Mint CEO Josh Fair said the products will be sold through national retailers and directly via a Texas government website.
Welcome to the Morning Markets and Metals with Vince Lancey, where each morning Vince brings you the financial and precious metals news to get you ready for your day. And now, here's Vince.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Vince Lancey. This is the Goldfix Market Rundown. It's Thursday, 6:50 a.m. Texas has launched its own state-branded gold and silver bullion products, integrating sales through the comptroller's office with custody at the Texas Bullion Depository in a move that expands the state's role in physical precious metals. We'll be discussing that and more on Goldfix after the markets. 10-year yields are unchanged. The dollar is down 7. The S&P 500 is up 18. The NASDAQ is up 120. The VIX is down 20 basis points. Gold is 50.65, down 19 bucks, a little less than 19. Silver is 83.45, down 80 cents. Platinum is down $24. Palladium is up a buck and change. Gold, silver is up a little bit. Bitcoin is unchanged bid at 67,900. The spread between Shanghai and U.S. silver is about $10, which is significant. That could be because their market is closed presently, but we'll see how that opens up. We'd remind you to support independent media by buying a hat, mug, or a hoodie. Thank you very much. UConn students, your expiration for your login for Goldfix is probably coming up soon. I'm going to send out a new .edu handle. Anyone who has a .edu that goes for any university student will get a discount from Goldfix if you want to stay on. Thank you, guys. Have a great career. On the front page, front and center, Sunday recap and portfolio discussion. That is a portfolio piece we want to draw your attention to. We don't usually discuss our portfolio, and we did so in loose terms here, but this would be a very nice 35 to 40 minute piece that goes through the rationale behind how a condor works, the construction of one, and how you can use a condor to make yourself bias bullish or bias bearish or neutral. Very masterclass oriented university level discussion there for MBA students and people of means who wish to put on condors. We would highly recommend you watch that if you're trying to learn a little bit more about options. We've been getting a lot of people asking about that, so we put it up. All right, first the news. Texas officials announced the launch of state-branded 1 ounce gold and silver bullion coins alongside polymer red-backed gold-layered collectible notes distributed through the comptroller's office and integrated with the Texas Bullion Depository. The coins, produced as official commemoratives and not legal tender, include proof and bullion versions in 4/9 fine metal. Scottsdale Mint CEO Josh Fair said the products will be sold through national retailers and directly via a Texas government website. Okay, we're going to do an analysis of this. We're going to walk through this from the ground floor up. This is a big conversation now at different levels, and we're going to touch on as many levels as we feel borderline qualified to discuss. So at the first level, the gold price effect. We believe this is bullish. You are raising awareness of gold as an investment. You are making it easy to purchase through government channels and making it IRA eligible. That increases accessibility. When you consider the trillions in 401ks rolling into IRAs and an aging population looking for stability, some of the capital can flow into precious metals. On that level alone, this is constructive for gold. 5 years from now, we expect gold to be higher. I won't give you a percentage, but structurally the direction is favorable. This is why you do not sell your physical. What was done for stocks may now be done for gold inadvertently, meaning the put is below gold because People used to put their money in every week into 401ks. Well, now it's going to be going into IRAs, and it will probably be at least a decent portion of it going into gold. On the constitutional question, that's the big debate here, or discussion. I won't call it a debate. Texas is not declaring these coins legal tender. They are commemorative bullion products structured as investment assets. Article 1, Section 10 restricts states from coining money as legal tender. It can recognize money trading in parallel, but it cannot coin the money. Texas is avoiding that issue by treating them as assets, not currency. They are intended for storage and investment, particularly inside IRAs. Could they trade informally? Yes. Any asset can be exchanged privately, but they are not circulating as official money and are not recognized as legal tender. Barter transactions can trigger tax consequences, but that remains a federal matter. They're going to circulate parallel. And if there's a crisis, they'll circulate parallel more. Moving up a level, this is also about state strategy. Texas has invested in its depository infrastructure for years. This expands services, retains capital locally, and provides residents with additional savings options. It strengthens the state's financial ecosystem and keeps asset within its jurisdiction. As Josh said, this is a distribution network that's going to seed coin dealers all over the country. At the broader economic level, going up another level, this reflects a trend towards regional resilience as global systems become more or too complex and they begin to collapse under their own volatility. States and nations look for ways to increase self-sufficiency. Providing bullion products and storage capacity fits that framework. It is prudent positioning, not radical restructuring. Finally, what kind of gold, bringing it back to the coin level, what kind of gold should you own? Widely recognized national coins with liquidity and broad acceptance, American Eagles, Maple Leafs, other sovereign bullion. Circulation and recognition matter. Novelty pieces do not. Look for other states to study this model. Some may, some will replicate this model. Over time, states may increase cooperation in recognizing bullion assets across jurisdictions. That would be dangerous, but they could do that. Texas is responding to demand, monetizing infrastructure it has already built, and offering residents another tool for long-term savings. At its core, the message is simple. Own physical gold and hold it. That's our take on it. Moving on. News and analysis. Silver squeeze comes to China. Silver China inventories are squeezed by U.S. lockout of Latin America. Founders AMCT Gold and Silver Analysis. We had a nice report that we broke down for you guys. In case you missed it, Marco Rubio says the U.S. dollar is king no more. It was brought to my attention that this was said in actually 2023, which kind of kills the urgency of it. But I'll tell you, it's pretty revealing that he said it the way he said it, how he said it, and where have we gone since then? We haven't gotten better. Coming soon, the chat will be relaunched. I will do that today, I promise. And data on deck, we have home sales today, CPIs tomorrow. Please support independent media, MAGA hats, and MAGA hats. Let's take a look at the market. Start with WTI. You know I'm infatuated with that right now. If WTI gets above 66 and change, I think 71 is a nice target for you. You have something akin to a measured move here, and that would be your next level, which also coincides with depths equal distance. Brings it to that. So if we stabilize above 66, I'm looking for 71. I'm not long. Okay, so a dollar move in silver either way is, believe it or not, normal right now. So you can't panic on a dollar lower. You can't get euphoric on a dollar higher. You have to understand that we're in the teeth of this thing. The market is digesting a crisis in China that there isn't here. The market is digesting a move towards corporatism, a move towards remonetizing bullion. All kinds of various effects are hitting the market. So there's silver. It's not above this area yet. Again, you know, people love to blow smoke up your ass, but here you go. Down, up, down, up. And this doesn't look like a flag, but it could be a crap out. It would be a crap out, not a flag. It would be basically from here, we're going to go sideways and gap higher, or go sideways and work lower like this. So the fish hook in gold, we got it. We got it, right? Now gold looks better, right? We got the fish hook in gold, and we're stabilizing up here. And I do believe that if we get above 50.93, we're going to run up again. I think I have that on the, I think it's easiest to see on the 1 hour way I'm looking at it. No? Yeah. 1593 is my level. Now that's a little bit too cute. You know, these aren't small ranges. This is 5090, more or less. And the top of this wick is 5110. That's $20. That little tiny wick there that you see here. See this here? That's $20. That's not 50 cents anymore. You know, these are big ranges. $100 ranges in gold are the norm now. Volatility is high and the market's not going anywhere. Look at that 4 hour chart. That's an invitation to sell volatility if I ever saw it. Of course, final words, you don't want to do what I'm saying here, but just keep it in mind. Keep it in mind that the market is catching its breath. The $10 range in silver became a $5 range. The $5 range in silver became a $3 range. The $3 range in silver is now a $2 range. Let's see what happens. If you're looking for triggers for the market to go higher, during U.S. hours, focus on the dollar. When the dollar weakens, that'll make the buyers come out of the woodwork. During Asian hours, you don't want to focus on the dollar. It'll help. It's not going to hurt. But you don't really care about the dollar that much. It's more about the flows over there and the rules and how they're changing them in China and whatever policies they are changing on the fly. I'm Vince. Have a great day.
Well, thank you, Vince, as always, for this morning's show. Sure is a lot going on out there and markets moving quickly these days, but hope you found this helpful. Thanks for tuning in and being with us here. And real quick, before we wrap up, did just want to thank Fortuna Mining for bringing us today's show. And obviously, Fortuna doing well throughout this gold rally. And certainly, if you're looking for companies that have exposure to the gold rally, well, you should be aware of the fact that Fortuna is on track for a construction decision at their Diamba Sud gold project in Senegal, which they released the PEA for back in October that showed an after-tax internal rate of return of 72%, and that was with a $2,750 gold price, and obviously we're well above that now. And to hear how some of these numbers could look, well, here's a comment recently from a call we did with Fortuna CEO Jorge Ganoza.
The construction decision for the Diamba Sud project, which, you know, we are quite sure that we'll be making a positive decision and full investment decision by mid-year. We are well advanced with our permits, and we are so encouraged by the strong economics of the study, the PEA, preliminary economic assessment we delivered last year, that we have this year allocated a $100 million budget to advance the Diamba Sud. The Diamba Sud is a project that at $2,750, that's the price we used in the study, yields an internal rate of return of 72%. The payback on the project is a few months. So it's a project of robust economics at $2,750. I don't even want to plug $4,600 into that financial model because, you know, what number are we going to get?
Well, thank you, Jorge, for that update. Sure is going to be exciting to see how things pan out in just a couple of months now. And thank you again at home for being here and watching. And in case you missed the last call that we did with Jorge, where he talked more about the Diamba Sud Gold Project and a whole lot more that's going on at Fortuna, well, just click on this video that's coming your way now.